It's now time for our Riverside Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. It is presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. We're joined now by the Cyclone football coach. That is Bryce Payden. Always appreciate it as we get into week number 5 of the high school football season. Coach, we'll talk about the Horton Chargers and that matchup coming up here in the next segment. But you guys have won 3 consecutive games, a big win last Friday to kick off district play against Morehill Mounts Academy, 47-0 the final score. It ended in the third quarter, a lot of circumstances and things that kind of happened in there, you know, that led to the decision to call that game at that point. But for the first half and into the third quarter, what you saw from your team, another big-time win, what'd you take away from it?
You know, I think our kids are doing what I hope they would do this year, which is take that next step and start fast and, understand how good we are at times, and just play fast and play early and play aggressive early and just get out in leads and play well. So instead of kind of unsure and then we have some mistakes and then get into a dogfight with some teams, you know, we're starting to figure it out a little bit, especially over the last, you know, 10 quarters or so.
I know the game against Jackson Heights in week 1, that was one you guys probably washed away pretty quickly. And to where you are now going into week 5, as district play is now in full swing, it almost feels like night and day difference. Is that fair to say what you've seen from your team or what's really been kind of the standout over these last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, the Jackson Heights, game, they're a tremendous team and we know they'll be there at the end. They're going to stand tall, you know, and in our league. And, of course that was a disappointment, but I truly think we're going to be able to look back and say, you know, that's a turning point for us. Cause you just are unsure going into that week 1 and then you start to figure out what really you struggle with, especially playing a great opponent. And, you know, we certainly have some games ahead of us that are very important. But I think that has kind of propelled us to be where we are at this time. And I think hopefully it will help us in the playoffs as well.
Yeah, you guys wasted little time. 34 points in that opening quarter against Morehill Mounts Academy. Again, we'll go on to win the game 47-0. 6 rushing touchdowns. You got multiple guys involved, but defensively, Micah Robidoux, pick 6 in that game as well. What'd you see from him on that play?
Well, that was actually Keegan Hughes.
Oh, Keegan Hughes, beg your pardon.
Yes, sorry. So Keegan got himself an interception and a touchdown last week, Micah actually picked one off and took it back, but we had a you know, one of those block in the back 10 yards behind that didn't allow him to get his touchdown last week. But Tyzel had another interception this week as well. And, you know, those guys on the outside, you know, we talked about it just this week when we're watching film, is they're doing a lot more prep, I think. And it's starting to show, you know, they're understanding concepts and just using their freakish athletic ability to go make a bunch of plays. And that's, our defense has been solid, overly solid for, you know, a year and a half now. So, we, like I said, every week, you know, we lean on that and, you know, that, you know, we don't have a ton of good stats from this game and we scored 47 points. And that's because our defense is, you know, our kicking game has kept them deep and then our defense has either gotten, interceptions, fumbles, forced fumbles, blocked punts, or just, you know, gave us great field position. And so the stats don't really matter, but the stats, you know, they're not great in a game where you score 47 points. You'd think you'd have somebody that kind of blew up a little bit, but we spread the ball around and just try to keep everybody healthy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think the stat that's most important is obviously the tally in the win column, and you guys have won that tally 3 consecutive weeks, and you get Horton on the road for week number 5 district play. We'll talk about that matchup after a quick timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Riverside football coach Bryce Payden here on KNZA, our week 5 locker room chat brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones, 3 consecutive wins. We'll try to make it 4 in a row on Friday night as they travel to Horton in district play. Coach, team that's had some struggles with some numbers. They had a new head coach, you know, kind of come in late before the start of the season. So they were maybe behind the eight ball a little bit, but it seems like they're getting some improvements. They certainly have some good athletes. They're big up front. When you put Horton on film, what stands out about them?
Yeah, you know, like I give Coach Richardson a lot of credit for stepping up and taking that and kind of probably, you know, knowing that, you know, your numbers aren't going to be great and you know the challenges that come with that. Just the unknown of, you know, injuries and what it looks like on a week to week basis. And, you know, I was impressed, with the film that I got. You know, Troy, I know Troy's a good team. And, you know, at times they just, you know, Troy made plays on third and fourth down there, you know, and especially in the first quarter and first half, that allowed them to get out on a little bit of a lead. But, you know, they were consistent in their run game and, you know, it looked like they knew what they were doing. Like you said, they've got a couple athletes that, you know, I'm sure could play for anybody in the league. And, you know, they look like they know what they're doing. They got big boys up front. And just looked like, you know, Troy just made a couple more plays early and you know, that's kind of what happens at times and, just kind of fell short, but I was impressed and, with the way they did their business and how they conducted it and the way, their operations looked. Things looked clean. So, kudos to Coach Richardson and, I think he's doing a good job.
You have a veteran team, kids that have been playing for a number of years at the varsity level. You look at a team like Horton, you see them on paper, you see an 0-4 record, you see some struggles that they have had. I don't think it seems to be a problem for you and your coaches in terms of, I think you would believe, or at least I believe from the outside looking in, that your team would have that mindset that one week at a time and certainly not looking ahead, you know, maybe past a team that they feel like they might be better than.
Right, and I think that could always creep in. I don't think that's the case with our kids, and I think I don't think they really know. I guess it would be an easy one. You know, our kids don't. I don't know. I feel like most of them aren't sitting there looking at standings and looking at rankings. You know, they're not. You know, I don't even know if we're ranked in 1A or whatever, and you know where we're at in the league. You know, they kind of know about some scores and whatever, but they're not too dialed in to all of that stuff. They just kind of, oh, we're playing Horton this week. Okay, what do they do this week? And they kind of go out and do it. And I think that's, you know, that we talked about that this week as well, you know, just yesterday, you know, talking about our veteran group and, you know, putting the emphasis on JV too is, you know, we're going to have a bunch of guys that are gone next year and we're going to need guys to fill those roles, you know, and with the expectation of those roles. And one of them is knowing how to come out and play to our standard and our expectations. And our kids have done that so far this year, and especially the last 3 weeks in playing Riverside football. And no matter who the opponent is, coming out and doing what they're supposed to do and understanding their assignments and doing it to the best of their abilities.
There it is, Riverside football coach Bryce Payton, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones off the 47-0 win against Morehill Mounts Academy, looking for win number 4 in a row. They go to Horton on Friday night in league and district play. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.